This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Legends sous les montes.
Each week,
as I've learned,
rolling off the tongue more and more effortlessly.
Trying, I really am. 22 days or 23 day streak.
Parlez-vous français?
Yeah. A little. I don't know.
A wee.
Yeah. Oh, yes, everyone. This is the week before I leave for a little getaway. Mm-hmm. And then it kicks off what we're calling our March Madness.
Yeah.
Because that is a thing that happens in
the straight world.
Basketball.
Yes.
I do know that.
Yes.
But for us, it's happening with literally every single pop girl.
Queens of pop.
So we will have a fun replay up next week. I will be in France.
You will be party in France?
Yeah, at the Moulin Rouge.
I'm excited for your journey. I think you're going to vlog it. I think you're going to see so many sights.
I don't know what is going. I think I'm going to have a midlife crisis in France, and I'm excited.
Well, that's a place to do it.
I think so.
Find a bespectacled man who only speaks French and eats baguettes.
Oh, by the way,
don't call anyone a baguette there.
Speaking of, I looked up how to say, I don't know if I should say this on the main episode. Well, I looked up how to say the F slur in French.
Yeah.
Because I want to just be mindful if I am being called that, I know to exit.
Say
the
thank
situation.
You.
Yeah. Oh. Tea. We. <Yeah. laughs> And I have to say, not that I'm encouraging anyone to use that word, but in French, it's kind of chic.
It's chic.
Yeah. You say fa, and then there's, put the words together, goo.
Alouette. Oh.
Oh. I'm like, oh, that's like a fashion line.
Isn't that a pasta? Oh, that's ragu.
That's ragu. The rats are shaking.
Well, great. Now you know if that's being hurled in your general direction.
Yeah.
Say, no thanks, I don't want pasta.
Oh, me? Where'd you get that idea from?
Oh, you'll have a great time. Ugh. No, no ragu will be thrown your way.
Oh, my God. Anywho, we also have for our Icon subscribers on Patreon, Icon Chat number 32 just happened this past week.
That's right.
Shout out to all of our supporters over on patreon.com/leg. Oh, no, that's not. It's patreon.com/legendsonly. Dozens and dozens, 4+ years of bonus content. If you can't get enough of us,
you certainly will by then.
Thank you all for the support. And yeah, let's get into this week, shall we?
Our final domestic episode. Well, no, you're not recording in France, but it would be iconic if you did.
Oh, I could phone in maybe.
Yeah, like do
a Wi-Fi.
Oh my gosh, do a little notes app while you're there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, take a voice memo while you're on the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, I have a whole plan.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing like Fred again, inspired. I want to film voice memos.
Oh, yes. You're going to be having birds in French.
Spoken
recorded.
Words.
Yes.
I already put down a scratch track for a song called Tu Manges.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You eat. Like, get it.
I hear tableware and dinner and plates clacking. Mm-hmm. Yes. I can see the vision already.
I'm doing a creative escape is the goal.
Yes.
Anywho. Oh, last note on the Patreon before we get started. This week's after show, I am dropping some extremely hot tea that even Brad doesn't know about.
Love when I don't know
about
it.
Well, I'll tell you before we record it.
It's fine. You could just, I could react on the spot. I don't care.
Yeah. Okay. Anywho, the girls, everyone's releasing this year, except for one. Posh Spice has shut down.
Except for one. Well, two.
Really? Oh,
well, I guess the jury's still out on Riri, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
She won't, but at least she claims she might.
Yeah.
But anyway, Posh.
Posh Spice has shut down the Spice Girls rumors for the 400th time.
Yes, she did a little appearance on the run-through with Vogue, right?
She's a fashion girl now. It's Fashion Week.
Yeah, she was on that 40 Legends cover with British Vogue.
I would have photoshopped her out after this. I would have said, oh, Legends? You don't want to be one of those anymore.
Melby, are
you
free?
Don't want to acknowledge your legacy.
Yeah,
we are
erase.
Going to aware content, Phil. I'm teasing.
Well, that's her problem. You know, she chooses to focus on fashion, and the other girls are more excited about recording and touring as a group.
But yeah.
Anyway, yeah, she was asked about the Spice Girls reunion rumors, and she pivoted, hard pivoted.
Have you seen we've done some stamps?
Well, you're part of the problem. You bought them.
Oh, I did. And they're so chic. I need to do like a show-off video.
Yeah.
Like a haul.
Unboxing haul.
A Royal Mail haul.
Not clickbait, Royal haul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I get back.
Yeah.
I'll show you guys. Because the one, well, two of like the stamp sets are, I'm obsessed with. Like frameable.
I wonder if you'll find anything abroad.
Oh, I have, what is it? Let me look at my list. Lucky Records, France.
Is that the really gay record shop?
Yeah, look, this is like
does it
Madonna
with Madonna? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to go.
I'm gonna go there.
My friends have gone and found like incredible rare finds.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Of like Britney, Madonna, Kylie, all of it.
That's one of my day trips.
That's a real Ragu record shop.
Ragu records. Oh, wait.
Hey, wait a minute. Pasta and vinyl. I think I just found my calling.
Oh my god. Hey, anything's possible.
Ragu Records opening soon. Yeah, so definitely stop there. Maybe you'll find the stamps overseas as well.
Maybe so. But we also have a range of Legends Only crossovers that happened this week.
We do.
Across the board and across the globe.
International, global, crossing. Yeah.
We.
Well, to kick things off, we had the People's Choice Awards, which we had just missed with the last recording. Kylie performed Padam Padam. She was a green goddess on the green carpet at this event. And
it's actually a serve that she switched up the Padam red because it would have given Christmas.
Yeah.
But
oh my God, yeah.
Matched it perfectly.
That's true. She was aware. But arguably, what stole the show was actually the intro to her performance by Miss Catherine Hahn, legend in her own right, who really took the material and I think improvised while delivering it. Because the way that the adjectives flew out of her mouth to describe Kylie felt like that was not coming from the teleprompter.
That was coming from the heart.
That was coming from the heart.
The soul.
We're gonna dance! We're gonna dance! Is the best-selling Australian diva, disco queen, warrior, goddess, mother of all time. She has been serving iconic dance anthems and non-stop hits and released one of her biggest ever this past year, winning Kylie. Kylie! her second Grammy. So get on your feet if you're not already and show some respect for Kylie Minogue!
She stand out in such a queen. I want a queen out with her. She gave Kylie what she deserved. She was like, this disco diva, queen, warrior, mother.
Because everyone's just sitting there probably is like, oh, I know that song from Fortnite. Yeah.
So get on your feet if you're not already and give her some goddamn respect. Like, it was just show some respect. And then, of course, all the gays were like me at the pregame, like before showing a music video. Yeah. Literally, there was the same.
That's always the worst part of the night, isn't it?
Oh my god,
fighting over the YouTube queue.
Yes, it's the honorary gay watching of the music videos before you go out.
What's your go to?
Definitely work from home. No,
that's a good one.
That would be a good funny one to actually to play. I don't know. What's yours?
The 2016 Billboard Music Awards
yes,
medley.
Yes, that's true. Yes.
Or Loreen Eurovision.
Okay, yes.
2012.
Yeah.
Is another staple.
Mm-hmm.
Euphoria.
Absolutely. Actually, it was a good one that just posted today. The Madonna opening of Confessions tour is a really good one. But yeah, anyway, so everyone has since adopted this introduction. It is the way that Kylie needed to be introduced in America, and I lived. And Kylie found herself in a little bit of drama by accident, by merely being a conversation participant. You know, Renee Rapp may not know who Kylie is, but Billie Eilish does. So take that, Gen Z.
Yeah.
Billie was sat next to Kylie at the event, and the God bless the intern at E! News who zoomed by them with the iPhone and caught them in candid conversation as Billie leaned in and said something to the effect of, there's like some TikTokers over there. We don't need it. It inspired a meltdown on TikTok of sincere butthurtness from some certain TikTokers being like, I feel less than because of Billie Eilish.
Oh my, please.
Like, at first I was hurt hearing that from her. And then it cuts to, like, and then you see the TikTokers that were there. And it's like James Charles, Chris Olsen, and everyone like trying to take selfies with Billie and stuff. And you're like, well.
I don't blame her.
I don't blame her.
Hey, TikTokers, why don't you direct that energy towards your own fucking app?
Yeah,
that
honestly
is going through hell right now.
As you're fighting for your life on TikTok shop. And I get it. Like, if that's your main source of income, I feel the panic in your struggle. But also, I guess that is the gig of being an influencer.
We've also been on the internet a while. We've seen this. We've seen the cycle of, you know, social media website takes off, able to monetize it. They shut everything down.
Uh-huh.
Remember Admageddon? Vine shutting down. When they pulled Google Ads off of Tumblr. That's how old I am, okay?
Exactly. Well, I don't know. I kind of lived, and I don't know. Certainly no apology coming her way, but it is really funny. And
then also, she loves TikTok, so.
Yeah. Also, what's his name? The legendary troll of Zara Larsson fame.
Oh, Harry.
Harry encountered, well, he had quite a week himself, but he encountered Billie at the event and tried to chase her down.
Yeah.
She was not having it.
I'm not coming over there and listening to you sing that shit.
That's who she was afraid of.
Yeah.
I'm sure he wasn't invited in. He managed to also get into another event, which we'll discuss in a bit, but oh my God. So a victorious night for Kylie at the People's Choice Awards. I'm trying to think of anything else that happened there.
Oh, Pop Crave. Did you see
the Pop Crave
reveal?
I tweeted and accidentally went viral with people getting mad at me again for several reasons this week, actually.
I hope you keep on serving cunt. Okay.
First of all, and second of all, I know people probably know this isn't the case, but a lot of people really think that that girl, like, runs Pop Crave.
She might.
She does it. There's, like, articles about this the gay who ran it.
It has to be a collection.
Yes, it's
an ensemble cast.
Yeah, there's a LinkedIn page for it. There's six people.
Oh
yeah, And the guy who ran it has done interviews about it before.
Gotcha.
So, but she is like hired talent. And I, in all of my media jobs, if there's been like a red carpet event, we've either sent editors or we've hired local photographers or local talent to do the red carpet. Or there's plenty of volunteers who just really want to go to an award show. So they are, and they're an organization because they do tweet at all hours and everything.
Yeah.
Like it couldn't be just one person. And they have their own website and everything. But yeah, there was this queen of pop who was on the red carpet.
She was surveying.
And people were panicking because they were like, oh my God, Pop Crave.
Yeah, Pop Crave reveal.
I think people want to believe that she's like a XOXO Gossip Girl, like revealed.
Yeah. Like Dumois.
Yeah, people were mad at me for like dispelling that. They were like, we know, but we want to believe the fantasy. And I'm like, okay. But I don't think a lot of people know. I think a lot of people might think it's just her.
Probably.
Yeah.
Not a bad reputation to have.
No, but I tweeted, like, I don't think she's the one who tweets Madonna stuns a new selfie, babes.
Yeah. She's the one who writes back, who?
Yeah.
Well, if you ever see a rat at one of your events, uh-oh, that's just one of our correspondents.
Exactly.
Don't mind them. They're just reporting back.
They're just doing their jobs. Volunteer rats on their off time from Joanne's. Speaking of, I don't know if you were tagged as well. Were you tagged last night?
Uh-oh. By Joanne's?
Yes.
Like the official account tagged
no,
us?
No, an attendee of the Drag Me to Joanne's event.
Oh.
At least tagged me.
No, I didn't see it.
Tagged me in some of the drag performances at the event. It is real and happening.
Oh my God.
I know. I was gagged just right in front of my pasta carbonara. I was kind of living. It was happening in the middle of, well, yes, I was getting tagged in videos and I was like, what is happening right now?
Wait, it's a drag brunch at night? Oh my God, didn't we like literally sit at that
table? We literally sat there. Oh, and he's posting, there's Gaga footage. And...
oh my God, we have to go.
And there's just like old ladies clapping and hollering.
Let's go.
We have to.
The girls.
Well, in addition, there's another event, which Harry, I somehow, because that People's Choice was LA, so this TikTok troll did fly from LA to NYC for this, because he was there too. We're talking about Charlie XCX's Boiler Room set in Brooklyn.
Wait, Harry got into the Boiler Room set?
I don't know if he got into, but there's a video of him singing Lord to Charlie XCX being like, I love your song, Royals.
Oh my God.
And she lived, actually. She did. And then she was like shoved away by her bodyguard. What is his actual name on here?
Harry Daniels, I think.
Okay. He has been making his way around, but this one is actually, he wrote, I just met Lord.
Oh my God. I've never seen a diamond.
The way she gets yanked.
Yeah. They're like, get away from him. Get a job.
I love pure heroin. I love pure heroin. I can't.
I will say, too, in retrospect, the drag about, like, you stan Zara Larsson, like, really came back to clown because the new Zara album is so fucking good.
Oh, I know. He's been humbled.
And she's serving. I know it's not high fashion yet, but like the Gay Times.
The Gay Times
photo shoot.
Yes.
Serve.
Yes.
So
jokes on
who
him.
Who won? Ronnie really got me there, Ronnie.
But yes, the Charlie Boiler Room set, which many gays attempted, few succeeded to get into.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the panic. Oh, you tried?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Not that I was going to go, but...
A lot of gays ended up getting emails at 1:15 a.m. Yep. saying you can't get in. And they were like, I know.
Yeah. We're like, we just watched the whole event 3 hours ago.
I guess it ended at 11:30 p.m. or something.
Yeah.
Early. But then there were the afters, surely.
Oh, which Julia Fox was struggling to get into. Did you see that video?
No.
With the bouncer. He's
no.
like, who are you? And she's like, Julia Fox, I'm on the list.
Oh, no.
He's like, let me see your ID. I'm like, wait, I kind of live.
Dead. Her and Lourdes trying to get into events. Ugh.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, so Charlie XCX, not Lord, did the Boiler Room event, which is a party that travels around the globe, I think.
I guess at this point.
A lot of people have done Boiler the Boiler Room.
Sets.
It's not the bar the boiler room. Some people did think that. They're like, oh, wow.
You know, there was one 21-year-old who walked into the boiler room and they were like,
where is she? I want to hear Crash.
Like, put Vroom Vroom on the jukebox. Turn that shit off.
Weren't they supposed to close? Like, what?
Yeah, and then they didn't. I feel like it was a scam.
I know, I'm confused.
I went on the alleged last night, and then I went like a week after, and I'm like, wait.
Yeah. After BB Rexa.
Right.
That was like a year ago.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not rooting for them to.
No, no, it's just a staple. I'm confused. Yeah, they never left. But not that boiler room, but rather a party called Boiler Room, where artists generally DJ their songs, remixes, and usually premiere exclusive, you know, remixes or cuts and stuff. And that is exactly what Charlie did. She vroom vroomed her way through the new song, Von Dutch. There was a remix of Bitch Better Have My Money. She was thrashing around, I think, to some new songs as well. And generally living in front of the Shirley Poppers heavy crowd, which, to be fair, looked like it was going off the whole time. It looked like a really fun time. But unfortunately, she was overshadowed by the true talent of the evening, which was Miss Addison fucking Rae, who was in full pop star mode.
This is her Eminem's tour.
This was her Eminem's
tour. If you know, you know.
She, and so because I work in celebrity entertainment, we got the paparazzi photos a few hours before of her stepping out of the hotel in Brooklyn. And I was like, she's going to the boiler room. Like, she was pop star ready in that outfit. She looks so good. Yeah, she showed up and she did To Die For live.
I don't know. Who cares? Everyone was singing too.
Yes. But really, it was her moves. She was thrashing around on the ground, dancing. She didn't give a fuck. She was going viral. Like, all of the gays on Twitter were like, this is the energy we want from our pop queens.
I mean, if everyone would look back at everything we've been saying, praying, preaching, praying, and saying, and praying.
Like, she's so down. She's so with the cool crowd. She has successfully transitioned from, like, cringe TikTok to she's part of a scene now.
Yeah, she's like an underground pop star.
Yeah. So apparently they played one of her new ones.
A new Addison Rae?
Mm-hmm. Produced by Charlie.
What?
Uh-huh. Apparently that is coming. So.
Solo?
I believe so.
Oh, thank God.
And we do have the Addison Rae remix of Von Dutch, which I believe is her just singing on it. I mean, we'll just take it as an Addison Rae song too.
But. Yeah. I hope this gave her a boost of confidence because, I mean, obviously we talked about this in the past, but everything being like pandemic, online, not having human interaction.
Yes.
Seeing the video of her like flipping her hair while everyone is screaming To Die For. Mm-hmm. I hope she like knows now by feeling it in person.
I think so. My friend who was in attendance, actually, this might be exclusive, but no, because everyone was in attendance. But yeah, I don't know if everyone heard it, but she captioned her last post, "While you're sitting in your dad's basement." Apparently that's the song. It's like a lyric from the song.
Oh my God, her Reputation era.
Yes, exactly. So I don't know. Did you see the picture she posted after in a CVS?
Oh, of course.
God.
There's the one photo that literally looks like that picture of Lindsay Lohan
with the knife.
Yes. If you know, you know. Or I'm really taking it back, you guys, but there are people out there who know exactly what I'm talking about, and you are my people. The photos of Britney in Marquee nightclub.
Yeah.
I would actually be willing to bet money that Addison Rae was going for Britney at Marquee and Lindsay Lohan.
Without a doubt, she is aware. She is a student of the material.
Yes.
I love it.
The photo of her, like Britney and with the dancers, like at Marquee.
Very intentional.
Eminem's tour, like, oh.
God.
Even the fact, because she posted those videos and it was like the audio was busted out. It looked very, I recorded this on a digital camera, which I think that was also an aesthetic choice.
Yep.
I stan. I am so here for it.
I'm very here for it. I'm excited for the new material. And I think she's really won people over at this point. So Addison Slay.
Finally.
She's really overtaken Charlie at her own set. And I guess Charlie was doing that thing. I don't know if you've seen the teasers where there's like all a bunch of chairs and fans are coming in to listen to the album. I guess she was inviting fans in to listen to the album like separate from the party, like downstairs. So
gotcha.
I think she was probably recording reactions or something. So it's coming. She calls it. She says it's a club record.
Oh, yeah. She just tweeted like a few hours ago.
Yeah.
That.
She's like, I'm here to dance. I was born to make club music. So I guess this is her current era. But
yeah.
Lord knows.
She's pulling a Selena Gomez being like, oh, it's my first album.
XCX1 yeah. incoming. Until next era when she strips down for a folk era and says that wasn't really her, which it's basically what she did in this interview that had come out about Crash.
Oh, I can't.
Which I got shit for again. I mean, at first people were on my side and then they weren't. But I tweeted, like, pop stars, stop disparaging your latest album challenge, because this is a very Miley thing, a very Demi thing, to a degree Selena. It's kind of the Disney girl thing. To
yeah.
be like, that wasn't me, this is the real me. But the, Crash
this
is like...
This is me. No!
This album, like, barely had room to breathe before she was dragging it. And it's like, girl...
Also, everyone loved this album.
Everyone loved this album. And she said, you know, some of those tracks I just wouldn't listen to, like, Yuck. And everyone was like, of all the songs to drag, a lot of people love Yuck. What the fuck?
I get it, though, like... I understand where she's coming from, but like maybe just don't tell the fans.
That's an inside conversation.
Yes. That's
like
that's
for the
that's for
chat
all your
among your friends.
Brainstorming your next album.
Yeah.
Cause this is what bugs me is like, then how are we supposed to rally around you when you do like a 10-year, a 20-year?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, it's happy 10-year anniversary of my favorite album. It's like, you lied.
You lied.
We know you hate it.
I know. That's why I've inside voices sometimes. I don't think you need to tweet everything about how you really feel about your own stuff. However, you know, as the haters who were coming for you were like, oh, so you're the police on like how artists can feel about their own work. I'm like, let her feel it. But like, that's just going to make somebody feel sad who their favorite song was Yuck. Like, I'm sorry. Fine.
Yeah.
If you, it's fine. Now you know that she doesn't like your song. Whatever. Oh, well.
No, I agree.
It's obviously, I don't actually care if she likes or dislikes the album. I do think it's really funny, though, that every era, like, you're like, I put my heart and soul into this, and it's like, just kidding, I hated it.
Yeah. Do you hate anything that you've done in the past?
Everything I've ever done, I've never been happy with. So I 100% agree with Charlie in her, like, constant disparaging her own work, but I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't verbalize that so much.
Yeah, no, it's all part of the process.
Yeah.
Some of my old YouTube videos, I'm like, oh!
Yeah, I'm like, never happy with anything I've ever done.
Do that to get here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, now I can sit and talk to myself. I can talk to the wall for, like, 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Fine, and not think about it.
Yeah, I don't know. If somebody comes up and says they like something you did, I would just be like, oh, thank you. I wouldn't be like, well, I hate it. Or maybe I have done that.
I think I have.
I think I have, actually.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie, you're off the hook here.
Relatable.
But I guess I wouldn't tweet. Well, whatever. Whatever. Who cares? It is just funny, though, like, because I feel like Crash was so braggalicious, too. She was very like, it's my mainstream sellout era. I'm like,
yeah.
Queen of pop. Don't get me started on my label's evil. And then she resigns with them. That's a whole other thing.
Well, she also had Julia Fox sing live.
She sure did. Julia Fox made her live debut and the speakers couldn't take it.
Nope.
They blew. She I don't know what noises were being made. I did hear some of them.
Yeah.
You know.
These are the girls.
These are the girls. I heard, like, I'm a bitch, I'm a god, I'm a... something like that.
Yeah,
like
it's spoken word.
Yeah. I'm ready for the studio version of it.
Same.
Yeah.
They
know.
Really missed by not casting her on New York.
They did. Unless they, you know, there's some...
She's too cool for it, I think, though.
I do think she's too cool for it. She would be involved in some very petty shit that... Probably, I don't know. She could be on to bigger things.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
But just, like, imagine a scene of, like, Luann at Boiler Room. We're here to support Julia.
Sonia and Luann.
Her live debut.
Her in her cabaret hat at Boiler Room.
Yeah. I mean, just
love
being,
it.
Like, swarmed
Boom.
By Gen Z twinks.
Yeah. I would live.
We also had another interesting story told by New York City legend and Drag Race winner Bianca Del Rio.
Oh, that's right.
Who was on the Discretion Advised podcast with Mark McNamara and John Hill, praising Miley Cyrus and telling a story about how Miley wanted to come to one of her shows.
Yeah.
Bianca got her in. And then Miley raged with them all through the night and the afters.
Yeah, she went up to Bianca and she was like, so what's next?
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm going home. And then she's like, all right, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Went just... over, had her security wait outside. Very iconic. I mean, she's the real deal. She's down to clown. She's ready to party. A Miley Cyrus afters. I bet it happens a lot. I think she's really down. But I loved that story. I mean, it just added to the lore of like Miley being Miley.
I know. Mysterious.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like. But over in Australia, Down Under.
Down Under.
Probably one of the wildest, not wildest dreams. Yeah. another low crossover event for the books.
Layers upon layers.
Katy Perry and Rita Ora in the VIP booth at the Eras Tour in Australia.
It's so much.
Yeah. First, I'm like, Katy Perry and Rita Ora together.
Yeah, it's like
one
Rita Ora and a fan. It's crazy. Secondly, like that they're friends, but not surprising because Rita Ora has found a way to infiltrate everything. My favorite of this moment, of course, is just her photo with Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, the it couple. Taylor, I'm so sorry. Watch out for your man because Rita Ora's here. So.
But then we got the Instagram post from Katy that was like supporting an old friend.
Oh my God. Yeah. She was like, emphasis on old.
Yeah. watching an old friend shine, or I could just fucking Google it. One second. I thought I had it memorized and then I clearly didn't.
Hear it this bitch.
Yeah. There she goes again. Okay. Got to see an old friend shine tonight, heart.
I mean,
2.7 million likes. It is a selfie of them together. And then the video she took of like Bad Blood, which
is
very
crazy. Yes. The song that Taylor wrote about the alleged battle between Katy and Taylor over backup dancers.
Yeah. And that Twitter was like, posted the photo and was like, oh, she's looking for dancers.
Yes, because like she probably is.
Yeah.
Like, she's about to tour. Bad Blood 2 incoming. So funny.
But it is funny to think like when you are so famous, that is really all the drama that you it's
yeah about backup dancers
it's like she stole my dancers.
She took my jet for the night and I needed it.
She was on the same cover as me.
I mean, the video of them trading friendship bracelets while Lady Gaga's Applause was playing,
that too.
Katy Perry roar versus Applause. Music for the art, not the charts. Applause really won that battle in the end because it was playing while Katy was there trading friendship bracelets in front of Taylor Swift. For anyone who existed during 2013, this is probably just content overload.
It's
all around.
Wild.
Yeah.
And then just Rita Ora.
And just Rita Ora. Black Widow. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe a Katy Rita collab incoming. I don't know, but of course, Rita was there. She's so dependably everywhere.
Everywhere.
Iconic
anywhere.
People in iconic places.
This is a contender.
This is a contender. Yes.
Rita Ora filling in for Kelly Rowland at the Today Show. Rita Ora at the Eras Tour.
Also, what's great about that Travis Kelce picture is there's just Katy's face in the background just like staring up at them. It's crazy. Yeah, Taylor's down there doing those like historically gigantic stadiums and going to the zoo and meeting koalas, having a fine time, debuting more variants of the Tortured Poets department.
Yeah. I saw the one that was like uploading file this song. Is every variant have like
its
something
own song,
different?
Its own unique song. Like, there's a special song on that variant.
Oh.
So she's,
So it's kind of like back in the day when they would put, like, a bonus track on the Japanese CD.
Yeah.
Except she's doing it, like, 15 times.
Yes.
Okay.
Capitalism queen.
Literally. I'm like, can you just...
She's like, the jet emissions aren't going fast enough.
It.
Pump up those vinyls. We'll get the carbon out from the factories.
I can't with the carbon emissions jokes.
It's so fucking funny.
It is funny. Or did you see the one video where it was like, someone had like a blow up plane and they like tossed it and they're like Taylor Swift going to get coffee in the morning.
No, I didn't see that one. I still love the one of the plane inside the plane of Taylor switching rows in the airplane.
Just like,
oh God, it's so funny. Yeah, I know there's been reports since that like she's not even the worst offender by any stretch of the imagination, but it's just so funny.
Wow. Well, stay tuned to see what comes of this. I wonder if there'll be any kind of collab.
I know.
But speaking of applause.
Uh-oh.
My Stephanie Giramato.
It happened. Lady Gaga has entered the Fortnite-verse.
She's also entered our chat at this point because I really feel like we spoke this into existence.
I don't know.
We had just got the last episode. We said, oh yeah, we've heard rumblings that her stage is just sitting there. At any minute, they're going to launch it. And then she launched it.
You heard rumblings that they were going to launch. I knew that there was a Gaga built, but this is like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So I knew that there was like a... Rain on Me something. And then I heard
they were finally going to boot it up.
Wow. Okay.
Literally the Fortnite creators being like, y'all want her?
Yeah.
4 years later.
But it is so, like, it kind of...
But I like your theory, which is they've booted this up merely to, like, drum this up for Joker 2.
Yeah.
And then they'll do, like, a Joker skin.
Yeah.
Totally. Makes perfect sense. But yeah, this is just like what she would have done during Chromatica. I have no idea why they didn't launch it during the pandemic when everyone was online. Like,
that's why I was like having a weird PTSD moment.
Yeah, because like, this is like built for that time.
This is sending me back to like 2020. And then I realized like how long it's been since then. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, wow.
Well, she's here. She's got some skins. She's wearing the Neurotech commercial outfit. She's wearing... The Stupid Love, like she performs Stupid Love, Rain on Me.
Yeah.
And you can do that with Ariana.
A Rain on Me emote.
Yeah.
There's like an autograph emote. And then you can perform Stupid Love in Fortnite Festival, not sponsored.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, they're reunited.
It's crazy. Yeah. All the gays playing Ariana and Gaga together. Like, wow. It's just Fortnite allies all the way. It's been a lot in a very short amount of time. The Madonna, Kylie, Gaga. I mean, obviously, Gaga saw that Madonna premiered a video and she's like, booted up.
Yeah.
I'm ready now.
It also has like, so the main outfit is the Chromatica album cover.
Yes. Which is very cool.
Look, which is so good.
Yeah.
And then it even translates into the Lego version. Did you see the little mini Lego?
Oh, I didn't see the Lego. Oh.
Because now they're doing it where every skin... has a Lego counterpart.
Cute.
And so Gaga's has a little Lego.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, this whole time, did you see Kesha trying to get in on the action?
Yeah.
She's like, leaking her name. Help, I'm falling. Yeah, leaking her username. Kesha is hot. You can go add her, I guess. And yeah, she's like leaking screenshots of her trying to play.
I saw someone was like in a squad with her.
That's...
And they were all Chromatica Gaga.
Dead. You can join Kesha.
I know. I still have to hop on and play.
Yeah, you should.
I do have all the Ariana, everything. So now I have to get all the Gaga stuff.
Of course. Of course.
They've gotten so much of my fucking money.
Well.
I got Naomi Osaka, Gaga.
She's got one?
She designed the with her sister.
And is it like a tennis outfit?
What's it called? Her pickaxe is a tennis racket.
Oh, that's so funny.
There's a lot of fantasy to it. And then her outfit's like very artistic. It's not love like that. But then there is a tennis girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
They must have so much fucking money.
I mean.
Like paying the licensing for that shit?
Yeah.
Or whatever is involved in having those characters? Wow. Good for them.
Adam. Addison Rae Wen.
Yes.
Anyway, speaking of skins.
Oh.
There's one skin that we need to discuss from a fashion show.
Yeah.
I think it's time for a little segment that we like to call...
High fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Alexis Stone, who I believe we've chatted about and mentioned before, is a makeup artist and also special effects prosthetic artist now, wore the skin of one of your faves.
She sure did.
For the Diesel fashion show.
It's certain angles, it's really incredible.
It's so good.
Yes, Alexis Stone as Madonna for the Diesel fashion show, paying tribute to the queen.
I love what they're doing with Alexis Stone and these kind of stunts. So we mentioned in the past, I think, the Mrs. Doubtfire look. And then the actual like look that Alexis wears is designed by the designer.
Right.
For this, Alexis is dressed as Madonna, and then Diesel designed an outfit that they would have loved for Madonna to wear.
Which is crazy.
So it's like a double stunt. It's like we couldn't get the actual person.
Yeah.
So here's a I don't want to say impersonator because that's not the right usage of it, but like an artist imitating the legend, wearing what they wanted Madonna to actually wear.
Yeah. She did a whole feature for Vogue Italia, getting ready for the event.
The look, like if Madonna wore that, that is like a tour costume. It's so good.
It's really good. You know, it also makes sense because Madonna's literally busy on tour, like same nights. So she couldn't do Fashion Week at the moment, but Alexis Stone could.
Yeah.
And in fact, while that was happening, she was in Vancouver, Madonna, with Pam Anderson as the Vogue guest, which is very cool. Yes. Very legendary. They took photos backstage. Very, very cool. Love. Love that that happened. And I will be seeing her again soon.
Yeah. We also have Beyonce.
Beyonce.
For Essence.
Yes.
Stunning. Hair. Beautiful.
Hair. We are in the dual country and hair era.
Yeah.
Because at the same time...
Say cred,
which we've decided that is how you say it. That is, yes. Like it's Beyonce. Like,
yeah. Sacred. Get it?
Say noir, say cred. We've got the new perfume and we've got the new hair care line where there's going to be like different, I think like shampoo conditioner type thing, but also like oils and care mask kind of thing. I'm not sure, but I was telling the girls on the live chat, there's a TikTok chemist who I like. He breaks down the scientific components of skincare and hair care. And he did a deep dive into the ingredients of Beyonce's line and what you'd maybe want to know about like what would be good for your hair. The actual
chemistry.
Chemistry. There he is. Okay. The at is Javon Ford. Javon. J-A-V-O-N Ford 16. Javon Ford. Love his stuff.
Also, shout out to Beyonce for going number one.
In the UK.
In the UK.
First since Telephone.
Wow.
Crazy, actually. Crazy in love. Yeah, that's huge. I think that indicates big things.
Yeah.
I think it debuted number two here also. I'm pretty sure. So huge all around. This is Texas Hold'em, by the way, which has become a TikTok dance already. Whole meme. So I think it's like definitely on the way to happening. It is happening already, but yeah, debuted at number two, Texas Hold'em. Huge. So not a bad era for her already, but yes, the Essence spread, right? To get back to it, there was heavy involvement also from Mama Tina Knowles and some really cool shots. Obviously showcasing hair because that is the angle of that story.
Renaissance part two. She's starting.
She is starting. And she had a whole launch party.
Oh, yeah. She met Brittany Broski.
Brittany Broski. That's right. Yep.
I thought her TikTok was really sweet. She was like sobbing through it, telling a story about how she met Beyonce.
She's like the ultimate stan.
Yeah.
Oh, and Blue Ivy was there. They looked really cute, actually. It was like an all white dress code. Yeah. It looked really, really chic.
I love that she's doing stuff like this again.
It feels like we're slowly opening up to the public a little bit. Yeah. So it's cool. Like,
I know Beyonce's doing commercials again. Beyonce's doing influencers.
The influencers. It's like, oh, there's like, oh, the fashion show.
In
Bushwick.
Are we returning back to normal?
A little bit.
Oh. Not normal for like her. I mean, like in life in general, like.
Yeah, just a more down to earth kind of
more peaceful
in person
world.
Yeah.
Your faves also made some fashion headlines.
Yes, I was gagged and gooped. Girls Aloud reunited for a London Fashion Week party by The Perfect magazine. They took some shots together looking fucking good together. This is a girl group. Nadine in this fucking silver dress. I mean, all of them. Coordinated, chic, mothers, love machine. What will the neighbors say? Reissue coming out shortly. Very happy about this. So they looked really good. That's all I have to say on the matter. Oh, and they did a little TikTok too, where they pretended they did that. How old are you again? And she's like, 29 plus 1 year. They're like, so 30, 32. Like, they were making fun of their... Cheryl once had a quote where she was like, I don't want to be in my 30s singing Love Machine.
Oh.
And she... So they like played on that. It was good.
It's going to be Charlie one day.
I know.
They're going to be like, oh, remember when you said you hated Crash?
Yeah. I don't want to be in my 30s singing Vroom Vroom. Oh, look at... You're looking that one up.
We're all in our 30s singing Vroom Vroom.
Exactly.
That video still is like probably looking back on the pandemic year, like 2020, I still feel like Gia Gunn not knowing Vroom Vroom on that Zoom with Charlie XCX is one of the funniest pieces of pop culture.
It's beautiful.
Ever. Like, it's never not funny.
It's so wonderful. Look that one up.
It's so earnest.
Yes.
And so funny.
Song that you would want to see me perform of yours, what would it be?
I think it has to be Vroom Vroom. Everybody would go insane.
Oh my God. What is it called?
Vroom Vroom.
Okay, I'm looking that one up.
Yeah, people will go crazy if you did that song for real.
I'm going to look it up.
Oh my God. It's so good.
Oh, anywho. Then we also have Xtina. Businesswoman mogul Chanteuse.
Back to XXX Tina this week because she's on the cover of Adweek for her taboo busting sexual wellness brand. Look away, pearl clutchers.
I know all these marketing girlies. They're going to be like, I love genie in a bottle.
She's got some fierce quotes. She's holding up her playground lube. She's looking too. She looks so good in this glittery outfit. Just, yeah, she's just killing it. So, yeah, she's promoting her sexual wellness brand.
Mogul Tina.
Mogul Tina.
Adweek is like the Vogue of marketing.
Marketing girlies.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, she just, and she also posted that she's hosting a sexy weekend in Sin City for you and friends and Airbnb.
Oh.
But the promo photo she used for it, like, I just can't get over. She is hot. Yeah, thriving in Sin City.
Yeah. Shall we take out our phones to this broken app and buy an Alex Earl light?
Not the fucking Alex Earl selfie light.
I have it.
But does it like, work?
Yeah, but it's not like she doesn't. I'm confused why they call it the Alex Earl light.
I don't know why.
It's just a ring light.
I don't know.
It's a pad. Like it's. Anyway.
Anyway.
I think it's time for a little TikTok talk. Okay, have you seen this Risa Tisa drama?
The married, the 50 part, why I am no longer married, whatever. Why?
Someone told me it's like 4 hours long.
Yeah.
I have not invested yet. I've seen memes of it.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Like people are seeing photos of like people having it on their TV screens in the window.
I loved it in the salon. Did you watch the one of the salon that goes, they're completely silent just watching the screen?
No.
Yeah, really good.
It's everywhere.
I know. It's such a meme. It's called Who the Fuck Did I Marry? Her name
is real?
I think so.
Okay, so it's not a bit.
I think. So the user's name is Risa Tisa, and she put out 50-part story. A heartbroken woman has become a viral sensation after sharing a 50-part, 8-hour saga called Who the Fuck Did I Marry? Telling the story of her marriage to a man she called a pathological liar and a master manipulator who she says lied and tricked her into marrying him. I'm sure it is riveting. There are plenty of summary TikToks that like break it down in 10 minutes or less, but I think this is going to become a movie in the way of that Twitter thread. Zola?
Dead David or Dear David?
Well, Dear David, too. Isn't it Zola? The stripper story?
Oh, yeah. That was
Zola.
A Twitter thread.
Yeah, 2020. That was a... because the way that, like, that could easily be like a television series.
Yeah.
So I think she's probably
like the Bridgerton
have...
musical. It's
oh yeah, I think that could easily be like a drama that she just developed by doing that. I don't know the story. Hopefully they properly. I'm very that meme. I'm sorry that happened, or I'm so happy for you. I'm not reading all that though.
Oh,
because I can't. I'm not going through an 8-hour, 50-part.
I've got
saga.
A flight coming up.
You might.
Should I just put it on 2x speed, sit there and watch the whole Risa Tisa for
honestly,
7 hours and 30 minutes?
You could. But
I'm starting a Stardew Valley farm.
Well, if you're not doing that, maybe you can watch this. That was the talk of TikTok, to be honest. Like, that was definitely the main character of this week, was this 50-part saga.
Yeah.
So if you don't have TikTok, that's what you need to know.
It's giving me all the people talking about it, but not the actual
story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Including this clip you posted of somebody seeing it, watching on a giant screen.
Like, someone's like air playing
across
it on their
the courtyard of the TV. Oh my God. We live in a society. Well, somebody was busy not watching this on the tube, however. Miss Nicole Scherzinger found Tube Girl, Miss Sabrina, the girl who fearlessly, takes those videos on the subway, like lip syncing. Well, Scherzy found her and wrote, "The only person that can get me on the tube," which also is like very condescending.
It's really condescending. We love our villain of pop.
We do. But she did Don't Hold Your Breath,
Bob,
which is a timeless classic. But yeah, she very fiercely serves creating her own hair or her own wind. I don't actually know, but there's like a wind machine giving her full Beyonce. And she's serving on the tube as people are just staring at them to Don't Hold Your Breath. I wish somebody like interrupted and they were like, "Are you going to reunite with PCD?
Right, see your ticket, please."
Yeah. Who?
Yeah.
Tube Girl and who?
It really is such a bop.
Actually, we do need to talk about some animals.
Oh.
There's late breaking news, first of all, that is near and dear to your heart.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
So sorry.
But then I saw what you put in the doc.
Yes.
And I was like, well.
We have some animal news, and it's
we do
probably
have some
not good
news.
On both parts. Well, one's definitely not good.
Okay, so the first one, Flacco the owl died.
He was free.
For a year.
For a year.
He was living on the Upper East Side, flying around buildings, and then flew into one, apparently.
Is that how he died?
That's what they're saying. They think that he flew into a window or hit something.
I was going to ask what the average lifespan of an owl is, because I thought maybe it was natural causes, but I guess it's not.
They said it was an impact.
Oh, God.
So he must have flown into
like
something.
Like a reflection.
Yeah, who is that girl I see?
Oh, who?
Yeah. Oh, no. Who is that girl I see? Bonk. Oh. I saw like one thread that was like, maybe if we didn't like something about the like a human's building.
Air
building,
rights.
Literally. And I was like, what are you, what?
There shouldn't be an owl here in the first place. Oh, that's terrible.
The owls in Central Park have had like such horrific endings.
Yeah.
The last owl got run over in the middle of the night by a park ranger. And then this one like flew into some rich lady's apartment window.
Into Luann's window.
Literally, she's like filming a cameo and she's like, "Hey, darling, you wanna," and you just hear burn. Oh,
boom. What was
not funny, it is funny though. It's like that photo of Luann sitting looking out the window at the rain.
Oh my God.
While she's filming a cameo.
Yes.
Singing Feeling Giovanni.
I can't. Oh God.
And then an owl just hits the window. Oh.
Fly high, Flacco. We're very devastated by this loss.
Speaking of city windows, no, when I finally saw that clip of the lady that's like, "What happened to fun?" And then she's smoking and falls out the window.
Oh my God.
My God.
On Sex and the City.
Yeah, I was so jarred by it. I was like,
oh,
you weren't joking. She like literally fell out of the window.
Yeah, she's me. That's me when I complain about things. Lexi Featherston, legend. RIP. Oh my God, now you have to binge Sex and the City.
Yeah. I'm living it. Minus
well, sex. Minus the sex.
Just the city. It's been a long time.
It's been 3 years since what? Since the sex?
Girl, it's, sex been and... a, it's been a long time.
I told you once, you're once a presidential term.
I don't even think. I think it was before the insurrection.
Oh my God. What were you doing on January 6th? Not having sex, I guess.
Thank God.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe a 3 year spell will be broken this year.
Whatever.
It's fine.
What happened to fun? Well,
I don't know. I should be asking you. Also, in potentially terrible news, Howie the Crab on TikTok is preparing for another molt. I just fully can't do this again.
Wasn't it like 30 days last time?
Yes, it was longer. It was like so long. But apparently Howie is digging, which is unlike Howie. And it usually is a sign that a crab is preparing their molting cave or whatever. So the owner is placing the molting cave in the tank for the molting to begin. Howie has to eat a lot of food and then power through without eating. So apparently, like, they can molt forever technically, but the way crabs die is eventually they don't overcome the molt one time. So, like, they
get stuck.
Die trying. Yeah.
Here's my question. Uh-huh. At what point do you just not molt? Like, just stay...
I don't know.
Like, this shell's good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's typical capitalism. They always want to go bigger and better. And it's like, why can't you be happy with what you have?
Right. You have no predators.
Yeah.
You're safe in a tank.
I know. I don't know what compels them to molt again.
Right?
I know.
It's like the same issue that I have with one of my plants that decides to, like, drink too much water and then die. And I'm like, why are you doing that?
Yeah. You have to neglect.
The water's draining out. Mm-hmm. If you don't need any more, like, why are you drinking it? And then turning yellow and then dying.
Yeah.
You have a nice, safe home here. Like, I don't understand it. Like, just don't molt.
For the drama.
Yeah, literally. It's not like I'm holding my plant underwater. It's like, what are you doing?
I don't know what to tell you.
And same with the crab. I'd be like, stay in the shell.
Stay in
why
the
do
shell.
We need to make a new one?
Why do we need it? Anyway, Howie, we are pulling for you, but I can't watch these live streams anymore. It was too much on my nerves last time. And
no, that was, like, stressful.
It was very stressful. I'll watch the compilation of you cracking out of that shell, which I know you'll do it this time.
I feel like I can hear her, like, ringing in my ears.
Yes.
Like, you did it, Howie! Animals. Well, enough about TikTok.
Yeah.
I think it's time to discuss some new music of the week, shall
we? Some new bops of the week, yes.
You know, in the year that everyone is releasing, finally.
Yes.
A fave who has been teasing since 2016,
17?
Yeah.
Mother. Well, she believes she's mother for sure because...
Leave her alone.
Normani is... teasing her debut album. It is called Dopamine.
And the cover.
I hope you keep on serving cunt.
She's riding a rocket. Somebody said, where are these girls going? Because it was her and Empress of. They both have covers of them, like, taking off to space.
Mars.
They're going away from here, which I believe. I support that. So this news came one day after an unfortunate incident on Twitter.
Oh,
where the account Normani Updates posted what's happening with the screenshot of Normani's account, which was blank. Unfortunately, the screenshot also included the fact that that particular person was logged into Normani's account.
They didn't go on an alt and screenshot it. They screenshotted it from the, like, professional dashboard.
It says, like, edit profile.
Yeah. Professional dashboard insights.
My actual theory, maybe it's a... I actually... Well, first of all, I don't think she's personally running this account.
No.
But I actually think it was her team sending that screenshot to Stan accounts being like, look what Normani just did, but they didn't crop it right, is my guess.
Yeah.
Or I suppose it could be her team running that account, but that is still... That's wild. Wild side.
I mean, Taylor has Taylor Nation. I don't think it's...
True, but that's, like, a known... official fan account. Like, it's like her team runs it.
And remember,
Brittany.com, whatever.
Britannica. Was.
Yeah. But we knew those things were like affiliated.
Right.
I'm pretty sure. So my guess, I don't know. I would think like her team would like distribute the screenshot to fan accounts being like, look what's happening.
Normani Von Teese. Exposed for running a Stan account.
Or it's just her in that account just calling herself Mother, which is also iconic, honestly.
I think it's funny.
I live. If that is the case, I support it. Who cares?
And maybe they did it intentionally.
There's always that. Because it did make headlines. It made headlines.
We're talking about it.
We love it. Yeah, so now we have dopamine, which hopefully it does give us dopamine. We're addicted.
In need of it.
We unfortunately did not get a release date.
No, which was also funny.
Which was really funny.
She posted a /24.
Which I feel like even 24 is ambitious, but hopefully it's real.
I think it better. Has to be. There's a cover.
Well, congratulations are in order for that one account who tweets her every year and goes, "You're sick," because she's supposed to say, "I finally like released the." What did she say? Normani was like, "I finally figured out the title of my album," and then a year later, the account was like, "You're sick. Like you didn't release anything," and they followed up with her for 6 years.
I'm excited for her.
Oh, same.
And I'm kind of glad that the launch had a little bit of comedy to it.
It did.
Because it is funny.
It is funny.
And she's leaning into it.
All of the releases, I say all very liberally. The few songs we've gotten have all been bops. I'm not worried. I think it'll actually be a really great album. And on a serious note, she, if you didn't know, has been dealing with some really heavy shit on her personal side. Both parents having cancer.
Yeah.
So I think people can get very, like, where's the album mentality when it's, like, something that real. I can see why that wasn't your focus for years. So,
of course, she's going to postpone and put things on pause.
And I do think when she does finally do this and do the interviews, she can be like, by the way, because I feel like the broader audience may not know. Like,
no.
So I think it's very reasonable to see why it was delayed so much for that alone. Minus, I mean, not even taking into account like all the label fuckery and management fuckery that she's dealt with, that manager teams like cycling through them and stuff like that. So I don't know. Being a pop star is not easy, but at the time that this is happening, I don't know if you've seen, it is a blend with TikTok talk. Fifth Harmony's Flex, the song, is starting to trend, and three of the five harmonies have already duetted on TikTok, like acknowledging this.
Oh.
Dinah Jane. Who else did it? Lauren did it. Allie, I think.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And Lauren's caption was like, yeah, we knew this was a hit.
They made bops.
There were some. Yeah. So that is one of the later ones.
We can get sussed up. Interesting.
So everyone's like, oh my God, Fifth Harmony reunion confirmed. And I'm like, no.
That's... No, I don't. I could see it happening one day, but not.
No, Camila's about to launch a whole solo thing. And I guess Normani too. So
who
it's
isn't
like...
really, like, who is not releasing in 2024 at this point? Oh, I didn't mention it before, but Billie Eilish also posted a thing that said, my album's mastered. Who is not? Okay, the only ones not releasing are Rihanna, that we know
she's
of.
Like raising her hand right now. She's like, not me, bitch.
Well, I mean, if everyone releases this year,
yeah,
Rihanna's gonna have the whole year next year to herself.
Oh, that's so true.
Unless we get another Dead Pet Society from Taylor.
Dead Pet Society, yes.
Rihanna's not releasing.
No.
Britney.
Right.
Who else? Like,
that's kind of it.
Everyone else is releasing.
Yeah.
Is Avril Lavigne doing one? Probably. She's doing
she's
a
touring
tour.
The greatest hits, so she'll probably put out a song.
I mean, Miley, we don't know yet.
We don't know yet. I mean, she was the one to put out Used to Be Young randomly, so she could do that easily again. I wouldn't count her out for something by the end of the year.
But literally, it's everyone.
Kesha's been talking.
Yeah.
The Fun album
is
on the way. I think kind of all the girls.
Literally every single fave.
Well, good luck. Good luck to you collecting your variants, because RIP to your wallet.
Seriously.
Ariana with her 7 album covers.
I mean, come on.
You know, back in my day, we had deluxe edition, maybe Target edition.
Yeah, we had like a Target edition.
We did have the iTunes bonus track, which I think you could buy separate, but maybe you couldn't.
No.
No, maybe that's how they got you.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
Well, it all kicks off next month.
Yeah.
So March Madness will be starting.
It will be.
It will be all through the summer, the girls.
It will be. Including, I just added this one. I forgot the SZA, who teased a song during the Grammys, during that like MasterCard commercial or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Released that song, Saturn.
Oh.
I've been obsessed with it. She just dropped it randomly this week. She finally decided to, but she did a live debut of that song during the Grammys. Obsessed with it. It's a mid-tempo song about being over it on this planet and wanting to go to Saturn. And
that's where Normani's going.
Exactly. I was like, wait a minute. Now it all makes sense. They're going to Saturn.
Yeah.
Yeah. A song
My Saturn
about...
has returned.
Oh.
Literally, all the girls.
Casey's digging her well into Saturn.
Jennifer Lopez has a whole horoscope table up there.
She's going up there with Kim Petras. Yeah.
We need to pull a list of celebrities, like our faves, that have the same astrology sign as like the two of us.
I know mine. Like Sade, Aaliyah.
Naomi Campbell.
Ooh.
Andy Cohen.
Oh.
Who else?
Bradley Cooper has my same fucking birthday.
Oh.
All right, 99 people in the room. Both of us delivered.
Two Brads.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the lesser Brad, but you know.
Well, Brad, good luck.
Oh, Angelina Jolie, Gemini.
Utada Hikaru.
Marilyn Monroe. Heidi Klum. Ew. They're a gem. That makes sense, though. Anyway. We're chaotic. I'll just say that.
You're a chaotic bunch.
Yeah. Troye Sivan's a Gemini. Oh. Chaotic and talented. Anyway.
I got Elvis.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Trisha Paytas' new baby.
Yes, exactly. I also have Meghan Trainor.
Oh.
Who Artist. Is also teasing
yeah.
the song that sounds like every other song she's ever released
oh,
about
well,
the booty.
Oh. Well, did you see I got an ad for this.
Oh, that's not.
There's a show coming to Brooklyn. It's uh-huh. Kelsey Ballerini, Meghan Trainor. Yeah, it's oh,
like a bunch doing, of, like a festival?
No, it's at the, I think it's, I might have this wrong. It might be King's Theater.
Okay.
It's that really beautiful
yeah.
theater in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. I think that's where it is.
Well, I've got a bunch of legends in my Capricorn bag here. Most importantly, Jordan Sparks. Look, I knew Walking on Snow came from yeah. my soul. Anyway, back to from Saturn to France.
Oh, bonjour.
Mm-hmm. She knew your trip was coming and she said, let me just put this one out real quick.
Yeah, her French era.
Selena Gomez, legendary Gomezmerizing, is here with Love On. With, I think it's a Julia Michaels banger.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like cute, breezy, sexy, flirty.
It's cute.
She's a cute girl.
To me, it feels more like I'm announcing my relationship.
Yeah.
In a song.
I'm actually surprised. I went right to the credits because I thought maybe it was a Benny Blanco, but
Same.
It's not. Yeah, she's definitely in a lovey-dovey state of mind. A little bit J-Lo in that way. Not the song, but... She's definitely feeling woozy in love.
Have you been seeing the posters everywhere?
I sure
since
have.
They
sure
are
have.
All over.
Yeah. I mean, good for her. But this was this was not Benny Blanco. It was The Monsters and Strangers. And Julia Michaels is a co-writer on it. This reminded me of Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
The song. It's very like sing-song, silly, something about eating steak tartare. Making out, writing a memoir. Yeah. She's having fun. She's in love. She's filming Only Murders in the Building Part 4.
She's set.
She is set.
She is set.
And she has said that this album is up and pop and dance and happy. So I'm feeling that vibe. So yeah. Good for her.
Also, speaking of Sabrina Carpenter, did you see her moment
Oh, yeah.
Eras Tour.
Yeah, she got to kinda sit major. Down with Taylor and sing the secret song of the night. She has been opening Eras Tour, but I think that was her first time being a secret song girl.
Yeah.
Which was really special because I guess she sang that song as a baby.
Yeah, there's like, I think it's on YouTube or mm-hmm. something. I saw one of the fan sites posted it.
Yeah, they were like, when you go from singing it to singing it with her,
yeah.
which is very touching.
Also, Sabrina Carpenter has brought back the Spice Girls Baby Spice.
Yes, very Baby
shoe.
Spice, yes.
And it is, it's like the Baby Spice shoe with a simple dress.
Mm-hmm.
It is so chic.
Mm-hmm.
And the hair
yes.
is phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah. She's having a fine time. She's thriving.
I also had a dance track that I wanted to recommend this week.
Oh, yeah?
By an artist, Red Light. The song is called In My Head, popped on my release radar,
oh.
and I had it on repeat.
Speaking of dance, I also want to shout out TDJ's Come Back Home. This reminds me of early trance, 2000s.
The best era.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, TDJ in general, we've shouted her out before, we love.
Every time I hear the name TDJ, I hear it said like this, TDJ.
Why?
You know the song by Joel Corey, Hey DJ? So oh. I just, when I see TDJ,
uh-huh.
I hear it as TDJ. Such a fucking bop.
Mm. I also want to shout out the new album by Erica DeCazier, Still. This is for your sexy, moody, R&B, Silk Sheets vibes. I mentioned her before, she co-wrote the New Jeans EP.
Oh.
So like Super Shy. She's really talented and Shy Girl's on the album. Dev Hines, Blood Orange is on the album. So I highly recommend. She's a Danish singer-songwriter. Favorites are Ice, Ex-Girlfriend with Shy Girl, Toxic, not to be confused with the other Toxic, and Twice with Blood Orange. So get into this R&B electronica moment. Also was like randomly released on a Wednesday or a Tuesday.
Something with this month was
yeah.
the girls released on Valentine's Day.
They did.
Then they released on like Wednesday and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
They must have been shaking because Beyonce snatched that number one.
I think so. I don't know what's going on there. But
everyone's just trying to get stuff in before March. Probably.
Probably. And, you know, she said that there weren't going to be any more singles, but Miss Ariana Grande has been pumping out the Yes And content. After the Mariah Carey remix, we now have the Yes And remixes. Felix John, Jonas Blue, The Blessed Madonna.
The taste on this remix package yes. is there.
It is there.
That Blessed Madonna song, too.
Oh, yeah. She just put out the extended, I think.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Happier with Clementine Douglas.
Yeah, bop.
Very good.
Jonas Blue, also great.
Great.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a week.
What a week.
What else happened? Oh, did you see SG Lewis announced he's starting a label?
I did see that.
Yeah.
Very good.
Oh, we got a Deeper Well, Kacey Musgraves candle.
Boy Smells.
Yeah.
She's back with Boy Smells.
I have heard good things.
Yeah.
And I will say I've gotten a candle once and loved it.
Mm.
Not sponsored, but I would be.
I went to the Boy Smells Grace Jones event for the Grace Jones candle. Also very sexy and mysterious.
Yeah.
We got to sniff that new candle, that Kacey candle.
I know. I have to look at what are the notes on it? Let's see. Watch, it's just like a repackage. They do that at Bath & Body Works, not to like blow their spot up, but someone told me that they just like take the... They just like slap a different name on it and like put it in a different container. Ooh, earthy gourmand notes of mushroom accords and raspberry activate wet patchouli, while eucalyptus, sage, and lavender infuse a soft, fresh comfort. That actually sounds like it would smell really good.
It does. Also, the earthiness of it all is giving me the video for the song. It's very like appropriate.
Oh, there is a signed Deeper Well candle box set limited edition.
Oh.
$140.
Well?
Does not include the vinyl.
Just the signed candle?
It says sold separately. It is a reusable box space for a deeper well vital of your choice, matches, the candle, a signed art card. Yeah. Hmm.
That's an interesting choice.
110 matchsticks. Strike on bottle flint.
Well, that's worth $140 right there.
Yeah. Oh.
I'll never understand the science of that. I've literally...
What, fire?
Mm-hmm. Just watching a match strike. Like, I get it. I studied it in chemistry, but I still... It's just... Yeah.
It's energy.
Excited particles.
Yeah. Well, that's not all this week. We do have more to discuss in the after show, everybody. But if you're joining us here, that is all for this week. We're off next week. And then we kick off with Ari, Casey, everyone.
Ari, Casey. There's more.
There's more.
We need a spreadsheet.
We do.
Somebody needs to be organizing this.
A list, a calendar.
Yes.
But thank you all for joining us here. We do have an after show. After every main episode, there is an after show paired with it. I'm going to be dropping some crazy tea in this week's over on patreon.com/legendsonly. You can join and be a legend or an icon. Join our Discord community and listen to dozens of bonus content there. And until I'm back from France. Mm-hmm.
Bonjour, oui, s'il vous plaît.
Yeah.
Omelette du fromage.
Bonjourne, bonsoiré, wherever you are, whenever you're listening.
Kichi, kichi, ya, ya, da, da.
Voulez-vous coucher? Mm-hmm. Now I understand what it's saying.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
But we'll see what happens. I'm going to be on an adventure. So follow me on Instagram at t.kyle.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you guys know how it goes.
And until next time,
we will
see you
soon.
Wait, I need to know soon in French.
No, but there is see you tomorrow. And I already forgot how to say it. It's not...
Bonne nuit?
That's good night. That's good night. Yeah, bonne nuit is good night.
See you bientôt. That's soon, apparently.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, find out. All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.